Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Nothing can come, nothing can come between us. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hines. I'm Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Welcome to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines, and I am with my incredible colleagues of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, we're talking about Miss Nicole Marie and Mr. Michael Hopkins. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody.
Good morning.
All right. Well, listen, I kind of want to jump right on in, and I thought it would be great to take a moment. It's been an incredible time on this broadcast. We've come quite a way since hitting the 700 mark on this broadcast, and we're marching towards 1,000 and beyond. So I thought it would be a good time to check in with you guys. And so first, I want to kind of talk a little bit about what's happening on the show. I want to catch up with each of you and what, being on the Hair Radio Morning Show right about now, what it means to you guys. So let's talk about your journey on the show, and maybe a little bit even before you got to be here. So I kind of want to lead in with, we're going to start with Michael Hopkins this time around. Michael, you've been on the show and in this role for probably a good amount of time. It's been over a year as the host of the Vet Talk radio show, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to kind of go back a little bit. When you came to the show, I never in a million years would have imagined that you would have become an integral part of our regular Hair Radio Morning Show. And so, and you've done just that. You really have. So how did that happen? And how do you feel about your success at Hair Radio?
Wow, you know, Terry, it is just beyond my wildest dreams. And the reason why I say that is because I had a career, but my career was not like this career, being in the broadcasting field. My career basically was in the security field, and I worked as a federal contractor and then as a trainer. So I was on that realm, on that side of the fence, doing the 9/11s and all kinds of events and training people and so forth. And then I have a military background. Well, none of those things kind of fit. And the ironic thing, and then you and I've talked about this before, the ironic thing is I went to school for broadcasting, the media, working in the media. But I wound up doing other things over the last 15 years. But with this has given me such energy. And I have such a passion for the American veteran because I am one. And I love what I do here on the Hair Radio Show with Vet Talk Radio. I love my colleagues. I'm having a great time with this. And one of the things I've learned, age has nothing to do with your passion. And I would advise anybody who is in that age where they're thinking retirement and, you know, golden years and all that, I would advise them, you can get a new lease on life doing something that you love, that you have a passion for, no matter what it is. That's and I never knew that this would be my passion, Terry Hines. Never.
Well, Michael, I have to say, first, we appreciate that. And the Vet Talk radio show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here on Get Hair Radio, and then you get to hear it over through all the broadcasts as well on UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. Just want to say, again, we appreciate the efforts and the energy. You've got your own set of fans, Michael. I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit more in just a moment. And we're going to talk a little bit more about your background. Now, you are out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. I want to say that. But you're originally from Philadelphia. Is that right?
Oh, that is correct. Philadelphia, born and raised.
Do you get a chance to go back often? Do you have family still there in the Philadelphia area?
Oh, yeah, I still have family. I have cousins, not so much uncles and aunts, but I have a lot of cousins that are still in the Philadelphia area, and I still keep in touch with them. And every once in a while, my wife's from Philadelphia also. She's born and raised in Philadelphia. And
wow.
Every once in a while, we get a chance to go back and enjoy home. It's just Philadelphia is just one of those places that it'll always be my home. No matter where I move in the world, Philadelphia will always be my home. It's always the place I've grown up. I still have friends there. It will always be my home.
Well, I am excited to hear that. Now, folks, you guys know, over the years here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, I pretty much always had a co-host. Just thinking back, and, you know, and I've had some incredible, incredible co-hosts over the years. But I've got to say, our current co-host, our current baton holder, if you will, who's just made a huge splash on the show, and she's been connected to us for over a year as well. Of course, we're talking about the wonderful Water Valley, Mississippian, Miss Nicole Marie. Good
Thank
morning
you,
again,
Good
Nicole
morning
Marie.
Again. Thank you so
yes.
much.
Well, you're quite welcome. I feel like you are really embodying this new title that I've bestowed, the Queen of Mornings.
Oh, yes.
What does that mean to you when you hear something like that, the Queen of Mornings? What does that mean? What does it sound like it means to you?
Well, first of all, it's such an honor to be a co-host with you every morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And having that title, it is empowering for me, and it's uplifting and makes me want to even bring that to our listeners even more. It is, like I said, an honor. It is something that I don't take lightly. And I'm just very appreciative to just have the opportunity to just be a voice for girl power, for young women, young girls, just adult women of all ages, to just be able to have the opportunity to inspire, encourage, uplift, and let them know that, hey, this is another day to get it right. Whatever it is that you're going through, keep going. It's okay. We go through so much on a day-to-day basis, but it's okay. Keep going. Don't stop. So just having that, this platform to be able to encourage and uplift and continue to give that push, that's just such an honor for me. And I'm just so humbled and so grateful to you for the opportunity to be able to do that.
Oh, well, you're quite welcome. With both of you, and I love your platforms. I love everything that both of you stand for. You know, Michael Hopkins, who I say is the endless, you know, fight of standing up for veterans like himself and all that they're coping with and trying to get the claims process and just being a support. And I got to say, Michael, you've really been putting your money where your mouth is. And Nicole Marie, same thing.
Yeah.
And just over on your side, you know, uplifting women and helping, you know, to not just talk the talk, but you're walking in the shoes. You represent these young ladies and these women out here. So I love what you guys are bringing to the Hair Radio Morning Show. My expertise is vast. I'm just kidding. But no, my specialty, I like to think that, you know, it's inspiring folks each day to live the best lives, you know, because I feel like that's what I try to do for myself. I get up and be positive every day. I love entrepreneurial talk. This is something, as you guys have your passions, I have mine. And being an entrepreneur, recognizing the incredible talent of the folks in and around our community. And what always gets me when I hear of folks who have had a dream and a dream deferred, I know that sounds so cliche, but a dream that they could not pursue. You know, what is it that drives you and it keeps nagging at you and it keeps bringing you back to it? And when I hear those stories, that's what gets me going. So you guys know I'm starting a whole new series called Radio Mentory. Radio Mentory is like a documentary that tells a story. And I'm starting with myself, but we're going to do Radio Mentories on everybody because everybody's story is just that.
It's important.
It can have an influence.
Everybody has a story.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a story. So I have to go back to you, Michael Hopkins, and speaking of stories. So you started out and this whole military, and what's really amazing is that you've turned into an expert with these claims and helping the veterans, as we just mentioned, to navigate with the claims process. So how has all of this been received by the veterans? Do they run when you enter the room, Michael, or is it that they can't wait to hear what you got to say? So how do they take what you say? Yes. How do they receive your information? And I know that
it is just so fantastic. And it makes me feel so good because times what I wind up doing, and these guys, they're broken, disgusted, and busted, and because of the system that we're in as veterans. And a lot of times I give them hope on winning because a lot of the guys, they're just at a point they can ever win. They just don't think it. And sometimes I'll give them a little tip, and all of a sudden their eyes light up, and they say, oh, my God, you mean to tell me? And I say, yeah. That's all you have to do. And a lot of times it's simple things, Gary. It's simple things that we were never taught as veterans to navigate this claim system. We were never taught. And, you know, it's not so much. A lot of people think you got to have a computer, the laptop, and you got to do a ton of research, and you got to, if you don't understand, you got to go get this high-priced, you know, lawyers, and this is what kind of preached to us as veterans, that it's so difficult for you as a veteran to figure all this stuff out. And I come along a lot of times, and I show these guys, it's not difficult. A lot of times they have the answers right there in front of them. But, you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, if we're not trained as veterans to do this stuff, then it just gets like it's so complicated. And I just feel so good. I mean, I just have my passion, as you guys know, the fans out here, Vet Talk Radio Show, and their families. And I'm getting kind of emotional here.
Well, listen, I'll let you take a moment there on that, Michael, because what I'm really thinking about as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking that when folks tune into your show, when we're producing the Vet Talk episodes, I'm always looking for opportunities that folks who are also not veterans but are supporters of veterans, who are fans of veterans, who can still relate and can maybe take that information to their veteran family member or sibling or whatever, or friend, but also learn something, you know, that they didn't know. And I'm raising my hand.
Definitely raising my hand, Carrie. Yes, let me just say, first of all, what an honor it is to be a producer, one of the producers for Vet Talk Radio, and be one of Michael's angels. I'm very, very proud of that, and I consider that an honor as well. My husband actually filed a claim. We went through the process with Michael. We listened to his advice, what he told us to do, and my husband received his first claim. He was awarded his first claim for tinnitus. And right now we're working on his second claim. And I just want to just say firsthand that every single episode that we do, I learn something as a veteran's wife. And I'm able to give that information to my husband. We talk about it. Other family members that have served in the military, friends, I share that information with them. And I just want to say that this has just been just a phenomenal opportunity to get the information out there to so many people who did not have that information. My husband filed years ago and was denied and went through a rough patch, and he was discouraged with it. But now here, years later, here he is filing his claims because of the information that is being shared from Vet Talk Radio and Michael Hopkins. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, let's add Nicole Marie to that list, because you, as you know, as you mentioned, you're one of the producers on the show. We have to shout out Katrina and Nurjahan as well. They were also quite instrumental in this first year. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. And when I also think about things, and you wear many hats, Nicole Marie. We're going to talk about both of that. We really will. But I also want to talk to you a little bit about family in general. Now, tell us a little bit more. I know that you've told us before about your family, whatever you want to share. We'd love to get to know Nicole Marie's home world. So tell us again, and we're going to shout out the family. I know that, you know, school and education is real big, and we're kind of, you know, following up on all of that. But what else can you tell us that you want to share?
Well, I'm married to my husband, Luther. We have three children.
Shouting out Luther, okay.
Shouting out Luther. Shouting out Kalayla, who is 17. Shouting out Cameron, who is getting ready to turn 13 next week.
Oh, wow.
And shouting out Nikita, who is 7 years old. And believe me, they keep me so, 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 so busy. I'm always running to there. Yes, not only all of the different activities and community things that I'm in myself, but them as well. Right now, it's busy, busy season. It's cheerleading. Both of my girls are cheerleading. One is playing, my oldest is playing basketball. My son is playing football. My youngest is also playing softball, getting ready to start a softball league for the fall. And in that, all of that in addition to school and schoolwork and other school activities, after school activities, and it's just so much. But as for myself, I am an educator. I work with students that have special needs. I'm also a city council member. I'm involved in different committees and organizations in my community. So home life here is very busy. We have to juggle a lot. Move a lot. Yes, we are busy. But we make it happen.
You make it happen. And I just imagine as you were describing that, I see you and Luther in a big old station wagon like the Brady Bunch with all the kids.
Well, we don't actually have a station wagon we don't have a van.
Don't think anybody has one anymore.
But you envision it, though, yes.
Yeah. Now, well, you know what? No, I don't even know if they still make them or not. I just, but it just cracks me up. But I think they've morphed into this. Yeah, they've morphed into this other car. Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of cars, we have one of the biggest car enthusiasts, and this is something you guys out there may not know, but we've learned about Michael Hopkins. Michael, where did you discover or how did you discover this love of cars, of all things?
Oh, well, basically back in Philly in the 60s, a lot of the guys that were a little bit older than me, they had hot rods. And
What is a hot rod again? Hot rod.
Well, basically a hot rod is a car that has been modified from the original manufacturer.
Ooh.
And basically it's been made to go faster, to accelerate. And
like turbo
things
speed,
that the, it does things the manufacturer didn't intend for it to do.
I've had
a couple of them. You know, and I actually, back in Philadelphia, I actually still have the second original car that I ever bought as a teenager. I've had it all these years, since the 70s.
Wow. Hey, that car's probably worth a lot of money.
Yeah, pretty much. Every time I tell guys about it that are around my age, the first thing they want to know is, do you want to sell it?
And what do you say? No.
Wow.
Nah, I tell my kids do it.
Or
just
you just say, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, just can't do it. But you know,
you
Karen,
said, make me an offer. See, I'd be, make me an offer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Michael, Karen,
yeah, go right ahead.
I was going to tell you and Nicole Marie, my ultimate dream is for my son and I to build a car. We want to buy a hot rod.
Oh, wow.
But we want to build one also because he's in the cars too. He is. Nice. I never thought he was paying attention when he was a little kid. But I knew something was going on because by the time he was like 10, 11, he would walk up to guys with hot rods and he started asking about what motor is in their car and the transmission and how many gears does it have and can you burn rubber and can you? And so I knew right then and there, I said, this kid's a hot rider. And he's been that way ever since. He's a straight hot rider too. Old cars.
Wow.
Foreign cars. It's gotten to the point with a lot of the Japanese cars and the BMW cars like that I don't know anything about. He actually teaches me about the cars. Honda.
Well, that's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, it's incredible. I am so proud of him.
As you should be. Listen, I've got to just take a moment to bring everybody up to speed here. If you've just joined us, you're listening to an all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm actually on the line with my amazing colleagues. You guys know them well. Of course, we're talking about Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And again, it's a great honor and pleasure. It really is just to kind of, I think, Michael, you said off air earlier, kick back a little bit, and that's kind of what we're doing. I really want to also take a moment to just acknowledge we have an incredible team of folks that you don't get to see here who help us along the way.
Everybody who puts in a few, like Mary Ree Johnson, who has been a contributor for a very, very long time on the program. And you guys get to hear from Blue mid-show. We call her the Candle Queen. Divine Energy Candles, and we shout her out as well. And Shanta, with the Organic Love Collection, it's just, we have a great, yes, and of course, Eugene Davis, with Conversations with Hair, and just so many folks, who contribute to what we're doing. And, even our new supporters, we have, and I've got to always pay attention to our legacy sponsors. Folks like FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution, Beard Care, and so many others. And then certainly our new folks who are helping to make a difference out there. So we have all kinds of wonderful people that you're going to get to know real well in the weeks to come. So I just want to say, first of all, this is always, we've got to do this more often. I just had a great time. It's a rap session, and I want to remind everybody that we have an online community that is available around the clock at www.hairadio.com. And there you can sign up to be a member. It's free. You can upload a picture and communicate with others. It's a great, 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 it's a great platform. It really is for what we're doing. So, again, I'm Carrie Hines. You've been listening to Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp. And very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have an industry stalwart who is my very special guest. Now, she comes to us all the way from Halifax, from Nova Scotia, Canada. I
I guess I'm right with the Halifax. Good morning to you out there, Samantha Dixon Slaughter. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be with you. I'm actually in East Preston.
I
which
figured you were somewhere
part
else.
Of the Halifax.
Okay.
It is part of the Halifax Regional Municipality.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Good. So I'm not too far off point. Okay.
No, you're right on.
Excellent. Well, now, Samantha, she is, just for you guys out there, most of you guys know her. We've shared a lot of her information from her association. We'll talk about that again. She's the co-founder, one of the co-founders of the Black Beauty Culture Association. And it's not all that, you know, fairly recent. We're talking 2016. So we've got a lot to talk about, and we've got some great surprises that we'll share a little bit later. In this process today. So first of all, let me talk about Canada. I haven't been up to Canada in quite a while, and then I've only been to Toronto, so I got to take a back seat. I got to, you know, have several seats on this and kind of let you lead the way. First, can you tell us about Nova Scotia? I had a chance to read a lot about it. I remember flying over Nova Scotia. Going to Europe, that was the flight pattern that they always took when I was a flight attendant. So I always knew where it was because I never got a chance to go down and visit there so much. So can you tell us a little bit about Nova Scotia, Samantha?
Nova Scotia has it has a distinct history. It has a distinct, colonial history as well.
Yes.
But it has a distinct history when it comes to Black history. A lot of the Black settlers that were here. This is actually one of the last stops of Blackness. A lot of people settled here from the Caribbean, from other parts of North America, as well as South America, and they ended up here throughout history.
Exactly, and I was reading that they brought the British brought a lot of the enslaved of our ancestors to that area. And I look and I see, just to give everybody a little bit of, you know, trying to envision this in terms of how many Black folks are there, we're talking about Nova Scotia. You guys, I read that you have about a little less than 500,000. You know what? Let me get the numbers really straight here. I think I have.
Okay, so in Nova Scotia, there's in all of Canada, we have about, about
1 million. I heard.
In all of Canada, yes.
Right, exactly. And now,
right.
But in Nova Scotia, just about 21,000 or so, and this was as
or a little more. Like I think it's up to about 25. I think.
Okay.
And then
well, you might have one more because I think I'll be heading there.
Right on. Okay, good. The thing is that we have the largest amount of concentrated Black indigenous people here in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, well, you have, and I just wanted to say the number so folks could kind of get an understanding. I think it's an incredible history, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it as well. I want to kind of move along a little bit because, you have one of my favorite persons in the history up there who also, I didn't realize that she died right here in New York City or in New York, and I was just blown away by that fact. I'm talking, of course, about Viola Desmond. So we're going to talk about her. That's a big part.
She's one of my inspirations.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a big part of a lot of folks here in America may not know so much. So I think this is going to be quite an eye-opening education this morning. But Samantha, first, I got to start with you. Okay, so tell us about your history there and this whole love for cosmetology and all of this and hair. So tell us about your love for hair. Where did this come from?
Well, it is a calling because I actually wanted to set down several times from the industry from my calling in in moving forward with the Black Beauty Culture Association and trying to get more education and, you know, to infuse into the beauty industry the equity and equality and inclusion for us. Again, you know how you say a lot, you say you need to take several seats. I took several seats because I've been fighting for this for over 30 years. So I had to sit down several times.
Wow.
You know, to get my breath, to get my win, my second win, or third win, or fourth win. Because this has been a long haul.
It seems like it really has, and I certainly can relate. So what has kept you going? Because again, when it comes to equality, I think that's the underlying thing what you just said, and just hugely, you know, it's a big deal. What's kept you going?
Well, I think we could agree that most black folk, we sometimes don't give ourselves enough credit because we have the fortitude to continue on. And if we didn't, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation.
Exactly. That's true, yeah.
You and I wouldn't exist.
I tell you, I'm just blown away at the work that you are doing, though, because you're doing some important things there that, you know, kind of a little different than I've seen here in the States. But I want to talk about the work that you're doing through the Black Beauty Culture Association. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about that as well.
So the... You know, I must give my foreparents credit for the fortitude. Like, my dad was a hardworking man. Yeah. And my parents, like, they worked hard to keep, for us to be here. And I think the one of the reasons why I'm still going is because of my dad, and he helped with, you know, he helped me within my business to keep my business going too.
Wow.
So I'm one of the reasons that my business is still going is because of him and my brother, because my brother helped a lot too, and they were both Samuels. So I'm the other Sam.
I love that. I love that. Your family really helped to make the difference. And see, I kind of had the opposite experience over here, and so many entrepreneurs I've heard who don't have that kind of support. So I love that. I love it. You know, I absolutely love it, you know, that you can, you know, thank your dad and your brother and your family members who really supported your vision. So now what exactly were you trying to do with the Black Beauty Culture Association? What's the message here with this association that you created?
So our mission is to promote, preserve, protect Black Beauty Culture in Nova Scotia. As you spoke, about Viola Desmond. And, again, she's one of my inspirations. I actually had the opportunity to do the hair of one of her students. And that student actually she introduced me to Viola Desmond. It was almost like an invitation to do, it actually was an invitation to my calling. Because one of the statements that she made is that Viola Desmond changed the culture here in Nova Scotia. So that would have been in the 1930s, 40s. She did that. And at that time, there was no real beauty culture here in Nova Scotia.
Right, of any substance.
But, you know, black people always made a way to make themselves beautiful.
We're going to find a way.
Yes, we always find a way. Informally, but, you know, there was no formal way. So I think with Viola Desmond opening up her own school. Pardon?
Exactly.
Yes, so she opened up her own school. She actually went, with Viola Desmond, there was also another lady who actually attended school in the United States and came back to Nova Scotia and opened up her salon. She had it in her home.
Wow.
And Viola Desmond was a school teacher who decided that she wanted to take up hairdressing. And so she went to apply to a school here, and they wouldn't accept her. So she actually had to go to Montreal, I think, and take up hairdressing. And then she actually also did some education in the United States.
Right, I heard it in New York after Madam Walker's one of Madam Walker's schools.
I'm not sure, but okay.
Well, that's what they say. So, you know,
so,
we can only go by what they say.
Okay, and we can oral history or, you know, what is written.
Yeah, exactly.
And oral history is what we got to give some credit to.
Exactly.
The other thing is that when she introduced me to her, she said, this is what Miss Verna Skinner was her name, and she was my mentor. She actually gave me some of her equipment too, so I still own some of it. And she said to me, you know, Viola Desmond actually changed the culture here. So meaning now, when Viola Desmond opened up her school and her salon, black people could come into a salon and have their hair done professionally.
Yeah,
which wasn't,
extraordinary lady. And
I think could get the education too. So for me, now when she actually introduced me to her, that was like, again, my calling. And I went out and started seeking information on Viola Desmond, but also seeking information on who might have came after her. So, you know, my part of my calling is to actually get that information.
Well,
so
I'd like to
accumulate that history.
Document
it. So in doing this interview, that's part of that documentation.
Thank you. Well, I'm happy. And for folks who are just kind of joining us here, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have an extraordinary guest who comes to us from one of our partner countries out there. We're talking about the amazing Samantha Dixon Slaughter. You guys know her from the, one of the co-founding members of the Black Beauty Culture Association. And this morning we're talking about the legendary Viola Desmond. And I've got to say, for me, my first, I think I come across her name before, of course, but I think the big thing I saw when she was placed as the first woman on one of the bills up there in Canada. But my understanding is that she wasn't the first woman. She's the first thing, you know, to be individually placed on the bill.
Yeah, other than the queen.
Other than the queen, exactly. that's a good group to be in.
You know what her sister said?
Yeah.
Someone asked her a question, and she said that the way she puts it is that the queen is in good company.
See, I love that, I totally agree. And I think, we have not gotten there here in America. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know if we ever will. I'm always going to remain positive. It really says so much about the America. But we're going to today, my very special guest again is from Nova Scotia. Now, that's out on the Atlantic, the eastern part.
Right,
the East Atlantic shores there.
We're right above me.
Yes, which is, that's why we always used to fly over there, heading over the water, going over to Europe. So I remember it so clearly because they would always show us on the map. So I just loved it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, those were the old days. Now, so I want to talk about the hair care industry. I want to talk about, because you've been in and a big part of this for a while, we'll say. We're not going to name exactly the years. But what can you tell us that, in your eyes, that, you know, have changed over the years? And is it getting better, do you think?
Well, I don't believe that hairdressers, especially black hairdressers, are given the respect that they deserve. Mm. Like, even the sink, like, people some people actually don't realize that Viola Desmond was a hairdresser. I mean, she was an educator.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
yeah, absolutely.
But they don't give her that credit of being a hairdresser. So she's actually a black woman on the money, but she's a
right.
black hairdresser on the money.
Of course.
And people
yeah.
don't give her that, they don't give her that credit. And they don't give black hairdressing that credit. Because a lot of times when, if we went through hairdressing, again, like we can note here that a black hairdresser changed the culture for us here in Nova Scotia. But also black hairdressers throughout North America have also helped us adapt to presenting ourselves more professionally or more
yeah.
in a more – and they help beautify us. I don't want to you know, I don't want to sound too – I don't want to sound – well, anyways, I don't want to sound that I'm giving – hairdressing more credit than it deserves, but I do believe that it's not getting the credit it deserves because
yeah.
we know that black hair, even in the States, black hairdressers have helped establish universities.
Absolutely. Well, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the black hair industry. And I want to say, I totally agree. I don't think that they're given as much credit as they deserve, the hairstylist.
Especially the pioneers. I'm Dan, but I mean, that's like, again, like I note that you have, and
yes.
and you've done it,
thank you.
I guess, extensively.
Yes, thank you.
So whenever
that's
you had a hair
kind.
Show, you talked about, I think,
Annie Malone, Sarah
yeah.
Spencer Washington, the list goes
yeah.
on and on and on. And, of course, Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter has been at our shows and all of that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
in addition to the current crop of hair industry superstars. And I've got to say, I appreciate that. Thank you for that moment. You know,
Carrie, thank you for your interest in our work, like in the work of the Black Beauty Culture Association.
Well, it's very kind. Well, we're doing the work. We represent all of North America between you and me. So here we are. And I have to say, you're absolutely right. But I credit the black hair care industry for doing amazing things. And I'll tell you, it's an industry where I don't think that we get the credit in terms of the industry because the black dollars, especially here, I can safely say, this is one of the few industries where the black dollar leaves from one black hand to another. And that is not across the board here. So folks may not realize it. Now, it may go somewhere else after that, unfortunately. So what do you say to that when you hear that, Samantha?
Well, the first person that taught me that or said that to me was Barry Fletcher. And I'm sure you know
Barry,
him.
Of course.
He said, the blackest dollar, now what he says is the blackest dollar you'll ever spend is at a black hair salon.
Yes, yes. Barry is, of course, a good friend of ours. I interviewed Barry many times, many, many years ago,
mm-hmm.
Way back when he was pretty much just getting out there. So that's,
mm-hmm.
You know, he's always been a leader. You guys know Barry Fletcher. He's Barry Fletcher Products and so much more. He has
and
been
we're actually one of the only people
well.
In Nova Scotia that carry his line.
Wow.
He carries his full line.
Well, listen, yeah, he's an incredible fella. And I've got to catch up with Barry. It's been a while since we've had him on, so we'll have to do that.
Yeah, and
but
he's been very, like, in our efforts to promote black beauty culture here in Nova Scotia, he's been very supportive.
Yeah.
Him and our agent, like our sale agents, Michael, and they've been so supportive.
I love it. Talk about the hair industry there. So how are the people? How do they appreciate all that's there up there? Because, you know, in terms of the black hair industry, how do the people actually feel the clients?
Now, you know that we only got, like, here in Nova Scotia, again, we only have 25, and it might
right.
be even close to 30,000 black people here
well,
in Nova Scotia.
That's
but you guys have 35 million black. So you guys
yeah,
got a whole country in the United States.
And I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. We've got more shots, just in my little borough, But you know what? It's also, yes, quantitatively speaking, and the number of people, of course. But I mean, when you talk about the feeling and
Say here that's changing is that we're changing legislature. So we're changing the politics of hair care, of the beauty industry. We just had a change in the apprenticeship. And, I should shout out to the people at the Nova Scotia Apprenticeship Agency that have approved, that we've just gotten approval for the Black Beauty Culture Hair Innovators course.
So tell us about that, because I read about it, so tell us about it.
Yeah, and we are now a part of their act, so we're part of the Black Beauty Culture Hair Innovators course is now part of the Nova Scotia Apprenticeship Act.
Which is awesome. And I read that they have, like, several different apprenticeship type things that they could offer through that program, and this is one of them, which is amazing. And it doesn't seem like it's easy to accomplish that, so it seems like that
took
some work.
Like, we started the application in 2019.
Wow. That's what I said. I was, wow, that's
easy. Yeah, the application was started in September of 2019, I believe, and it got passed in April of 2022.
Wow. Well, this, I have to say, is ginormous. And that's why I love following the industry there. I love learning about the industry. And when I say there, I'm talking about in Nova Scotia. We're talking about Canada. There are a lot of folks here in America that this is their first time hearing of Nova Scotia. So let's just take a moment to take that in and just remind all of our fans and listeners all over the world. Hair Radio has connected with folks everywhere. And you know this. You know.
Yes.
We have, I have to shout out to, my favorite over in Ghana. We have quite a few folks who are over in Ghana as well. But Ebenezer is always representing Hair Radio, Kobina Ebenezer. And I'm just always, always excited.
We have an Ebenezer at the apprenticeship agency that we're working with, too. And
get
he's
out
been
of
very
here.
Supportive. He's been
Absolutely.
So supportive. Mm.
That's the thing. And in addition to King Freddie and so many others over there, we love them. They support Hair Radio. They run the Hair Radio Ghana. And then also over in Nigeria as well, I have to take a moment to shout out Ma Warren and so many others who continuously support and beat the drum for us here. And telling us and keeping us informed about what's happening in Nigeria as well, in Lagos and so forth. So I love it. Yeah. So we can't leave out South Africa and my folks over in the eastern part. Can't get all of that. We love everybody across the continent. So let me just get that out. Okay.
It's so lovely to make those connections too. Yes.
Yes, I'm absolutely pleased. So that's kind of where I was going, but I was leading to the fact that we are looking at doing some things in a joint way. And it's my great honor. I talked about some surprises at the top of our interview this morning, and I wanted to bring everybody's attention to the new Hair Radio Canada. And, Samantha, I want you to be our point person up there in Canada for us in Nova Scotia. Is that not exciting?
That is very exciting. I'm ready. I'm game. I'm good.
I'm loving it because one of the big things for us is to one of my first big efforts that I'm going to do is to make sure that we are on a huge international call. And this is in recognizing the efforts of the Black hair care industry worldwide. So it's the first ever that's going to take part in literally helping us to establish standards that are literally across around the world. It's not just a little slice of America, but we're going to really delve and continue this effort. And everybody knows that that's where I'm going. I think they kind of have gotten a whiff of that already, Samantha. So we're ready. Yes.
Like even with our the Black Beauty Culture Hair Innovator course, we're ready. We'll actually be starting a cohort in September. And also, you know, I looked up Black Beauty Culture studies, like if you know there was any other place that had a place where Black Beauty Culture is actually studied. And the only other place that I found, because you know, in with our study, we actually are studying the history, which you know, the history and the culture, as well as the technical part, you know, the theory, and then we're doing the practical. So the only other place that it's ever, like, that I've seen that it was studied, like Black Beauty Culture, is in Harvard University.
Well, that's very, very interesting.
And, you know, they're not worried, they're not concerned with the practical part, but, you know, they and I'm sure they're probably not worried about the anatomy of hair, but they are studying the history and the culture of black hair at Harvard. And I'm like, wow. And
well,
that's the only other place.
I think for us here as well, hair on the Hair Radio Morning Show at least, and we're big parts, of course, you guys know we're advocates for the entire industry, wherever you are. It doesn't matter what part of natural hair, relaxed hair, barbering, shaving, whatever, we're in the middle of the conversation. And that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show sure has been about.
Yeah.
But I have to
say, discrimination. That's right.
No,
yes.
Exactly. It is it's been an incredible journey. And I love it. I absolutely love it. We're across the board, literally. And that's because of folks like yourself, Samantha. So the efforts that you've made to help keep this association alive, too. So I love, I call it BBCA. I love the Black Beauty Culture Association.
Yay.
I think you guys are doing
amazing
work.
And it rolls right off your tongue. I actually cannot say it.
Can't
say it as well. So I need to get with the group. But, you know,
listen.
I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God that he chose me to do this.
Yes, exactly.
If it was my choice, I probably wouldn't do it.
You know what?
Seriously.
I can relate and I can understand. I often say, which is, I've never really heard anybody else say that because it reminds me of myself. I always say that hair radio is like, I tell the clients and customers, it's like finding a bird's nest on the ground because it's such a unique, very different and very, I call it sometimes strange, but in a loving way, it's a great place where everybody feels welcome. And and I feel that the same thing, it kind of found me, even though I created this part of the industry for us in terms of merging broadcasting and hair and beauty talk.
Yeah, so you might have pursued it, but it found you.
Exactly. Thank you for articulating that. So Samantha, now I've got to ask you, so what's next for you? What are you looking to do next?
I cannot wait to start the Black Beauty Beat radio show.
Oh,
so I'm ready for that.
We were going to save that, but now we're going to go and tell everybody
right
now.
I cannot wait for that. I'm ready.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's, everybody knows I've produced a half dozen shows or so here for the hair and beauty industry. And we have several that are broadcasting right now, even over at Upscale Magazine Radio, the fans who tune in through their 24-hour network at upscalemagazineradio.com. Wanted to get that out there and shout out to their fans. But so there, everybody's going to be informed. So what would you like the Beauty Beat, what would you like it to be about, Samantha? Tell our fans.
Well, again, sure, like we always want some music, some type of music, if it's just the beating of the drums.
Okay.
But we want to form a community. So we want to form some unity in the black family and throughout Canada, really, and throughout the world, like you said. So we want to connect those dots.
Exactly.
But again, like our main focus as a association is to promote, preserve, and protect black beauty culture, as well as infusing into the beauty industry equity, equality, and inclusion. The other thing is connecting with you. I appreciate that. I really appreciate connecting with you and doing some other things together with you. I'm going to leave some of those things alone because, you and I probably have to have a private conversation.
So
I really appreciate the opportunity, Carrie. I really appreciate your encouragement.
It's actually my great honor, again, just to have Samantha Dixon Slaughter on with us, just doing amazing things through, like I said, through BBCA and the Black Beauty Culture Association. Now, I also want to mention to you, in addition to the radio project and so many other things that you're doing, the industry just recently, we kind of got off our axis for a moment with the death of the legendary Dr. Willie Morrow out in California. So anything you want to say about that today?
Well, I've actually met him. I met him, but, you really don't know until you know.
Yeah.
So I was actually in the presence of greatness, and I actually pretty much didn't know. Like, I didn't know, and I think when I was in his presence, I got a hold of some magazines that he had given me.
Yes.
And, some he actually gave me some great education, too, because you couldn't be in his presence and not get educated on something.
Exactly.
So the little time that I spent with him at his booth at one year, so I don't know if it was in Chicago, in New York, or in Atlanta.
Right.
I can't remember. But I got educated.
Yeah.
And I still have one of the magazines that he
amazing.
He was actually presenting that day. So he's on the cover of that magazine.
I love it.
You don't know until you know.
Exactly. And it just reminds me, and I had a chance to interview him years and years ago. That's probably the beginning of my incredible bond with his also now legendary daughter. We're talking about Cheryl Morrow, who was a great friend and family. She's like family to us here at the show. I've known her for decades, and we've worked together many times. To hear her talk so lovingly about her dad and to have influenced so many, I tease and say he was hair radio before there was hair radio. And I'm blown away. And I'm grateful to be part of this. I feel so at home with this industry and with, all the things that you guys are doing. Samantha Dixon Slaughter, I don't know what else to say to you. You're just awesome. You're awesome. And,
I adore you too.
Anybody you want to shout out to today, and the folks up there and all.
Oh, my husband, who's been supporting me and putting up with me. Wayne Slaughter has been awesome.
Oh,
he's put
we
got up
with shout me out
for
Mr. Wayne Slaughter.
For this little while, he's just been awesome.
Well, listen, this is the place to do it. So I just want to again thank you, just to take time to speak to all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to continue to look out for all the work that you're doing through the Black Beauty Culture Association, you guys. Now, how can folks connect with you? Of course, they can do so right through the Hair Radio Morning Show. But
I should shout out to our members, too. So our membership. Hi, everyone. You can find us or find information about us at blackbeautyculture.org. That's blackbeautyculture.org.
Awesome. And, of course, always through the Hair Radio Show.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Samantha, thanks so much for being with us. Much appreciated.
Oh, thank you. Carrie, I adore you, and I adore what you're doing, and I can't wait for our connection to come to fruition.
Exactly. Just float up in the air. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we've got a lot more to get to this morning, so keep it right here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Okay, happy mid-show, everybody. It's Wednesday, August 31st of 2022. I'm Terry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with my amazing co-star, the Queen of the Morning, newly crowned. We're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning down there.
Mississippi, water-drenched northern. Is it which part? Is the southern part of Mississippi that's having all the water issues down there?
Is the middle. Jackson is in the middle.
The middle.
Of Mississippi.
Ooh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it looks awful on the news
city,
up here in New York. What
we've
seen.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's about 2 hours. I'm 2 hours north from Jackson.
2 hours
so,
north. Okay. Well, you guys stay
so
safe.
Sending prayers to
we're sending
all
prayers
them.
Down
yes.
there. Yeah. We're sending prayers down there and whatever else we can do.
It's a terrible thing.
To support
yes.
our community. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be talking about it and keeping an eye from up here on things there.
Right. Most definitely.
So listen, yeah, I want to take a moment and just welcome everybody to our second hour. It's a little after 7, about quarter after 7, New York time, 6:15 or so, for you guys out in the Central Time Zone. It's our show number 749. I could barely say that, 749. Today it's the 749th broadcast, yes, on this Wednesday, August 31st. I, for some reason, thought it was Thursday. I'm playing the throwback song of the day, which was Sade's Nothing Can Come Between Us
Songs.
And I'm like, wow,
no,
I'm so great. I'm so happy it's Throwback Thursday. And no, it's not. It's Wonderful Wednesday. So, I'm skipping ahead already. It's hump day for us. Hey, listen, lots of things coming up today. Just a reminder, in our Spotlight Hour, that's our third hour of the day. You're on the broadcast about 8 o'clock, a little after 8 this morning. We're chatting with the cast of Angie's Cure. It's a brand new movie that's out and it's playing, and it just over the weekend debuted as well at the Big Brana Brothers Hair Show down in Miami this year, Miami, Florida. So for the 2022 August show was in Miami, Florida. So we got a chance to catch up with the cast. We're so excited about this. So they'll be with us coming up a little after 8 this morning, and we've got
exciting.
A whole lot more to chat about. So I'm excited. Again, Angie's Cure, you guys can Google Angie's Cure. I think it's kind of like a thriller, you know, kind of movie, but it has so many surprises. And it has a cast that's recognizable. Oftentimes, these movies that are just kind of getting off the ground, they have folks that you just don't know. You're happy because the performances and just to see the black faces is wonderful and positive. But this time, we have some great cast members that I've recognized in many, many different types of movies and things like that.
So that's one of the big things that's happening out there. We're happy to have them on the Hair Radio Morning Show for the first time. This is the first time that they will be featured right here. And then just reminding folks, we've got a lot getting, that we'll be getting into with the Upscale Magazine. So, and upscalemagazineradio.com as well. So just a lot to talk about. And it's Friday on the way, too. So good week. Good week. We're smack in the middle of this week. So I'm real excited.
We are, And Carrie, can I say before we move on, today is my son Cameron's 13th birthday. So I'd like to give him a shout out. He is 13 years old. A big teenager.
Okay, well, that's very nice. Yes, there you go. It's a great time when you're about that age. Then you enter the awkward years.
and then we get it really going.
Then you come out as a cool teenager, a little older. You know what?
Well, I always say, Carrie, once they turn a teenager, it's like they lose their mind for a while. And then a little bit
and
later,
then
they come
back,
on
right?
Like, they come on around.
Right. I agree. I think we all, as teenagers, we certainly remember that. And it's just learning to game and get on, you know, getting on your feet. I just remember those.
Exactly.
What are those like? Those, where the little young ones are trying to stand up on their own feet, and then eventually they do, and they just walk.
How wonderful.
Well, listen, making a real good day today. Absolutely. So I'll tell you what else is coming up. We've got a lot to get to in the next half hour as well. I have an update from the Candle Queen. We'll be talking with Blue. And actually, Blue, she's with us this morning. Yeah. So, we're real happy. She's from Divine Energy Candles, you guys know. Michael Hopkins, who should be joining us as well, we'll have him to kind of weigh in on some of the things that are happening as well. So we've got a lot to get to. Let's take a little bit of a music break. We've got to get it going, get some energy up a bit this morning. We are a morning show, so we're going to do that. You guys, stand by. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're happy to have you guys with us. We've been doing some classic stuff. I've got to get on some Stevie. We'll be right back.
Getting to be all that matters to me. Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right. It is Wednesday morning. It's August 31st of 2022. I'm Kerry Hines. It's hour show number 749, and this is mid-show. It's about 728 in the morning. That's East Coast time, and certainly, what is it, about 628 or so for those out in the Central Time Zone. On the line with me, of course, my colleague and co-host, extraordinaire. We're talking about Nicole Marie, and we'll be joined with Michael Hopkins in just a bit, and Blue and the whole cast
of
the morning team. Yes, officially, good morning again.
Welcome to mid-show.
Yeah, happy mid-show. I'm real excited here today. I was just thinking as I was listening to some of the commercials, I want to shout out to Roots Rock. You guys have been listening. You've heard the new commercial here airing. We've got a whole bunch to roll out, so you'll be hearing quite a bit as we move along in the days. Want to shout out the folks at Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Arrington Gavin is the owner over there, and we're wishing him well on his upcoming nuptials in the next month. And, you know, we're sending out our well wishes and all of that wonderful good stuff. So, real happy with that, and we wish them well. Again, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, great supporters of ours. They've been with us for years here on the show, and it's really great to say that. We call them a legacy sponsor, legacy advertiser. So really good stuff, and not just Rugged Evolution, but the folks at FixYourFeet.com, they supported us over the years. And bringing to the line, we have a whole new influx of great new folks who've recently joined our lineup here. And we're so honored. Out of Jacksonville, Florida, we have to bring to the line the new, well, we're going to say the new, newly minted queen of candles. We're talking about the one and only Blue.
Blue
out of Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Blue. Good morning again. You're with us mid-show on the Hair Radio Morning Show. How's it going down there?
It's going really, really good. Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's a beautiful day.
That's
but
awesome.
It's
not. Okay.
Yes.
Not rainy and all that other crazy stuff. Okay.
Right, yes. It's going to be autumn over here a little bit today.
Okay,
right.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, we are sending, you know, some. We're going to spread that sunshine that's down in Florida. I've got it up here, too, in New York City. It's been incredible.
Same here.
And Nicole Marie, yeah, it's not too bad where you are. Parts of Mississippi are really having a tough time. We did talk about it a little bit. We're sending a whole lot of love and support to those folks down there.
Yeah,
and just wishing them well and anything we can do. Yeah. That's really big stuff. Hey, got to turn to you. Well, you're going to see Nicole Marie, but yes, we'll be turning to you too. But, Blue, I want to talk to you a little bit about today's choice. We always, and what I would like to do, and didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, but I really, really want to do this for Divine Energy Luxury Candles, is to set up your group pages. So we're going to be doing that at hairradio.com real soon. We really will. But until then, we've got the real thing right here with us in the morning. So, Blue, what can you tell us today about the scent of the day, what we need the smell to kind of do for us this morning?
Well, as I was saying, we're walking into autumn season, and I feel like this scent is pretty appropriate for the season. So I'm picking the scent for today to be Fallen Leaves.
Falling leaves.
Yes. To wrap yourself in the smell of autumn air with a vibrant fallen leaves fragrance. And it is, the top notes are cinnamon and citrus. And at the core of the fragrance, you have the sweetness of apple and berry combined with green leaves. You also have pecan and cedar-based notes, enhance the natural outdoor qualities while balancing with the fruits and the spice notes. The earthiness of the scent is enhanced by an infusion of cinnamon leaves, patchouli, cedarwood, and sandalwood. So, yeah, it's a very, very beautiful soft scent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can almost smell that now, the cinnamon.
That smells really quite amazing. It really does. And I love the idea of the falling leaves. around this time of the year. So, yeah, really good stuff. I'm very, very excited about that. And we're going to try to get you to come in a little clearer there, Blue. For some reason, maybe it's just my mic here. But, yeah, try to come in or maybe get a little closer to that mic for us this morning.
Okay, sure.
But there we go. I'm real excited about everything that's happening. We've been talking about the candle of the month. We've been trying to get everybody inspired, as I am, about your candle company and the amazing products that you have with Divine Energy. I just love it. It is amazing to everybody. And I can personally speak because I received for my birthday just a beautiful package, and I thank you every day, Blue. I really do. And, you know, so we've got a little bit to talk about. I don't know if you heard, but we're celebrating Therapy Week right here on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. And Therapy Week, you guys, Therapy Week is where we are paying tribute to this brand that I put out a few years back. I call it an iconic brand all by itself because it gives us a chance to recognize, you know, just some really good healthy hair care. It's a great product line, and I'm real excited to bring it back. And so with that being said, the reason that I bring it up now is because I have asked our industrious Blue, the proprietor of Divine Energy Candles, to help me to create something very special for you guys, and that is our Therapy Candle. So I'm so excited, Blue. One of these days, then we'll have
him. I'm excited. Can't wait for that.
Excited too.
Yes.
So this is really going to be
so looking forward to
the project. Yes, that's going to be awesome. So we'll be working on all of that. We're going to keep you guys posted. Something mid-show. And remember, this will be really great. Now, I want to give a big update. So I'm going to really make it my top priority today to set up those wonderful pages that will highlight everything that's happening at Divine Energy Candles right here at hairradio.com. So in addition to all the other outlets. Now, you know, we don't really get a chance to talk about your social media too much, Blue, but can you just remind everybody where you are and how they can always get up, catch up with you directly as well?
They can always catch up with me here on Hair Radio, of course. The website there. We're going to have everything laid out on our hair therapy radio show. Yes. So I said hair therapy. Yes. I'm thinking about your hair. Your hair life.
Will think it. Yes, on therapy. Yes, therapy.com.
Look, Carrie, I'm worried about therapy, ain't I?
I love it, though. Yes. I'm like, okay, that'll work for us. But therapy is going to be great. And you're going to help. You're part of our family here, Blue. You know that already.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm going to shout out therapy everywhere I can anyway, so ain't no problem with starting
Thank
there.
You. Thank you so
but
much.
But, yeah, you can find
much
me. You can find me here on the Hair Radio Show, and also Google.
Yes.
You can find all my platforms, website, and all my Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, I'm everywhere. So
I
TikTok.
Love that.
You can definitely find
and
me.
And you're doing a lot of
Divine.
Yes. We love that. And you're doing a lot of postings, Blue, and that's why we are so excited to have you on the online community at HAIRadio.com, HAIRadio.com. And to make it easier for everybody, I just set this up yesterday at the website at HAIRadio.com. In the right corner, you'll see the brand new HAIRadio.com logo. I call it, it's like a meatball or a basketball. That's what it resembles to me. And that's in the right corner at the top of the website. And so when you go there, you just click on that. Now, if you're a member, then it'll pop right up with all the faces of other members who are also registered on the site with us and who are members of our online community. If you are not an online community member, once you click on that link, it'll bring you to the sign-up screen. So either way, that's the place to go to. So, and from there, or you can always just click on the forum tab to read any of the articles or to go to some of those group pages that we're talking about, just click on the forum tab. You don't have to sign up first, but we encourage you to do so. So that way you can follow other folks, you can like their postings, you can share and talk and network and all that great stuff. Again, go to HAIRadio.com right here. Click on the logo in the top right corner. So all good stuff. Hey, yeah, just kind of moving things along a little bit. So, Blue, we'll be checking in with you on some of these candles. Again, this is a great time, and I'm enjoying this falling leaf. But I'm thinking, Florida, now, do you guys get a whole lot of falling leaves down in Jacksonville? Because isn't it greener than most places?
It definitely gets chilly, yes, and we do see some falling leaves here. We really do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We just act like we guys are on Mars or somewhere.
We're still here, and yes, we do get some of that.
Yes.
Don't get the snow as thick, but we get the falling leaves, and it gets chilly.
Okay. Well, we're not going to say how chilly she is in Florida, folks. Okay,
it's cold.
We're going to cut
this
with black.
It's not New York cold, but it's cold.
Right, not us. Nothing is our cold. Well, we just love it, and we appreciate you being here. So, listen, I want to bring to the line one of our colleagues. You guys know Michael. He's with us weekdays right here, usually, especially Tuesday. And I want to talk to him about this show from yesterday, which was the Vet Talk radio show that aired, which was a listing of, I'll have him to break it on down. It was a countdown of five items, and we'll have Michael to kind of bring us up to speed on all of that. Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Now, Michael, is it rainy down there? What's going on down in Virginia, in your neck of the woods in Virginia?
Well, you know, Ken, actually, it rained like I don't know what last night. I mean, it rained and rained, and then they threw in some more rain just in case you forgot that it rained.
Well, did the sun eventually come out down there?
Oh, yeah. This morning down here is a beautiful sunny day. I let the dog out and beautiful sunny day.
Okay, well, good morning officially to you,
good
Michael.
Good morning, Michael.
Officially mid-show, good morning to everybody.
Yeah, good morning. Good to have you with us. So, Michael, as I alluded just a couple minutes ago, you had the Vet Talk show yesterday, which aired at about 8:30. You guys know on Tuesdays at 8:30. We touched on a little bit the five items, but I also want to bring to everybody's attention that your second season premiere actually is on the way. It's next week. So I'm real excited about it. I think it's the 6th of September. So, but first let's go back to those items. Do you remember what yesterday's broadcast? And I want to find out, have you talked to folks? What are they saying about your broadcast?
Oh, pretty much a lot of the veterans, these are hot topics for them, Carrie. These are very hot topics, these five things. Because, you see, without these five things, you really don't have a claim. I mean, you just don't. You just don't. These are five different ways that the government is going to understand that you have something, especially the number one is that direct service connection. Because if you can't show that it happened on active duty, you're fighting a losing battle. It's a hill that it's like an objective in the military. You're trying to take this hill. And if you don't have the right ammunition, if you can't call in an airstrike, if you can't do all of this stuff, it's a losing battle. And direct service connection is just the number one thing. It had to have happened on active duty. You have to have some type.
Yes, and I appreciate that. I just want to remind folks it was yesterday's show. So
right.
If
got a little passionate there.
No. We appreciate that, and that's what we want, and that's what the fans want. And so I just want to remind everybody that you can still hear that. You can hear the entire episode. Just Google it in 2 seconds, literally. You can Google the Hair Radio Morning Show, those five words, and it will pop up. In fact, that's every day. You can just Google the five words, the Hair Radio Morning Show, and our most recent episodes will appear in 2 seconds. So that's available right through Google. Now, and also, Michael, the whole reason I also brought it up is that, as I mentioned, you're going into your second season. So just want to remind folks, now, what are you looking to do, and what's the whole scope of this season? Do you have an overall theme for this upcoming year, essentially?
Oh, yes, the second season, I am looking forward to it. It's going to be dynamic. It's going to be exciting. And the reason being, Carrie, is because we're going to laser focus on a lot of today's issues with veterans. That is the theme of the second season, just the laser focus. I mean, we have things going on like this new PACT Act, and there are a lot of things, a lot of changes the VA wants to come down on with the claims process. And that there are major issues out there right now that a lot of veterans need to know about. They need to be informed. So when they're filing their claims, or they're filing any type of secondary claims, or they want to go back and they want to revisit some things, because you can always do that, they'll be a lot more informed. They'll be just ready to go, as we call it in the military.
Wow. Well, it sounds amazing to me to hear this kind of talk. So thank you, Michael. The folks out there, you know, you don't have to be a veteran to really catch Michael's show. Anybody can tune in right here on the same Hair Radio Morning Show network broadcast, if you will. It airs Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. So real good stuff. Hey, let's take a little bit of a quick break. We'll be right back. We've got a whole lot more to get into this morning. Stay with us.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm starting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Thank you. and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. Again, it's Wednesday morning, mid-show, August 31st of 2022. Bringing back to the line, of course, the one and only Nicole Marie. We're also bringing to the line Miss Blue from out of Jacksonville, Florida, the Candle Queen. Michael Hopkins, the King of Claims. And again, we're just happy to have all of you guys with us on the broadcast. Hey, Blue, I'm going to lead on in with you. I was just thinking, you know, it's Wednesday, hump day. I think, Nicole Marie, you said it earlier, midweek.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for me, it's always very stressful, you know, by the time we get to the mid-hump day part. What do you say? Can the Divine Energy Candles help with that? Do you have, like, a special recommendation for midweek stress, if you will? And how the candles might be able to help us to alleviate that at Divine Energy Candles. So what do you say, Blue?
I feel like during the week, especially when we get to Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays, I would suggest us to use, like, maybe a more whimsical candle scent, something that will help lift us up and make us feel revived and rejuvenated. And I have a really beautiful scent called Pink Sugar Crystals. It's a sweetly sophisticated take on a cotton candy fragrance, but it has enhanced notes of fruity notes like strawberry, raspberry, blackcurrant, while base notes of tonka, vanilla, and a hint of a light musk that keeps the rest of the scent sweet and grounded pretty much. So, yeah,
wow.
Something that's going to be uplifting.
Nicole Marie, did you hear that? Now, what, when you hear these wonderful names, so go ahead, what do you have to say about that?
I love that. I think that's a great idea. When I hear just the explanation of the pink sugar crystals and all of that, you know, it almost kind of, you know,
you
can
almost
right then,
it.
Just listening to that explanation.
Yeah.
It so
sounds
I think that's definitely necessary.
Yes.
I can almost envision, you know, my kids eating cotton candy.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, wow. Thank you. Okay. You know, like I said, I think honestly, and I'm going to put my hat in the ring on this, but I could see a divine energy type book with some candles. All your different candles and dead candle names and all of that, we're going to have to pull something together because it is just too inspiring out there. The names and your descriptions literally uplift us here on the show each day.
Exactly.
It really
does. Yeah, you can just picture it, or you can smell, almost smell the candle right then, you know, as you're describing it.
Exactly. And I knew that it was going to be great, but you know, each day is just really cool, literally.
I'm
here,
here
so thank you.
What's the turn of the day? I can already see outside the leaves, my leaves outside falling to the ground.
Yes, falling leaves. All right.
Yes.
All right. So, again, Blue, thank you. Great job. You're always knocking out of the box
here
on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's a pleasure to have you with us each day.
Absolutely.
Again, Divine Energy Candles. Yes, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, you guys. And Blue, again, out of Jacksonville, Florida, a big, big help on the show, mid-show each day, always giving us that inspiration. So thank you so much. Now, coming up mid-show, and, Michael, this is something I know you're going to appreciate, too, because I heard you like to be scared when you go to the movies a little bit. Well, hey, we've got the cast of this incredible. Am I right, Michael Hopkins? You know,
hey, sound like a plan to me.
Well, for those of you who like the thriller idea and, you know, to be, you know, when you go to the movies, you just like suspense. This movie has it all. It's called Angie's Cure. If you have not Googled it, you want to do that. But in the meanwhile, we've got the cast right here. So they'll be coming up a little in the next half hour. So I'm really excited between 8 and 8:30. So East Coast time. So definitely you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to miss it.
it's their first time being, first time being with us. I'm excited. The Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, it's the first time in what our this morning edition of the Hair Radio Show has been on for 7 years, since 2015. We've been on since the teens on this broadcast. Can you believe that? And that's just the new version, not the whole 20-something years that the Hair Radio Show has actually been around, but just in this morning edition has been on. So we are well over 700, going on 800 broadcasts, as you guys heard today. So this is my first time having a movie, an actual movie cast.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for
wonderful.
I love, that's one thing I love. I love whodunit. That is one of those things
well,
I'm passionate about.
I don't know if it's a whodunit because that's a whole different genre. But they'll tell you about the cast, about the movie. Again, it's called Angie's Cure.
Right.
You guys, you know, hit the Google button. In case you want to look it up and get some ideas and all of that, but the cast will introduce themselves.
You know, Carrie, I just love the pictures.
And you guys can see the picture too because we put it inside of the Hair Radio online community that we've been talking about.
I saw
all morning. Yeah, so you guys can
go and watch the trailer, and I was looking up the movie. It's not playing right here in my area right now, so I'm going to keep watching
But we're going to talk about that, though, Nicole Marie, because we right now find out about the movie, but take a listen. We're going to talk about all that stuff that's coming up in the next half hour, okay? So, yeah, we'll take a listen, and then we'll chat about it. And we got more to talk on some other live talk as well coming up, so we don't want you guys to go anywhere. Stay with us. We got a lot more. We have just gotten started here on the show. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. We got more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. For some reason, I feel like I really do feel like hearing a little bit. You guys know my go-to is Miss RuPaul and when she's all dressed up and dialed up. But RuPaul, he's really a talented entertainer. And this is one of my favorites, how he really kind of came onto the scene. And we play it here all the time. You guys know it, Song Supermodel. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we'll try to get these folks lined up for you. Angie's Cure, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout. And her modeling career took off.
You better work.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very first time on our airways, Glenn Coco. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Hello and good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to talk to you.
So I just want to say, first of all, what took you so long? No, I'm just kidding. No, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to talk about your legendary career and what's new for you going on these days as well. So can you tell us a little bit, because I read some things and I said, well, let me just go straight to Mr. Glenn Coco. So tell us a little bit, some of your highlights that you can share with us this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to have such an amazing career and work with such talented individuals. It sort of unfolded by accident. I started hairstyling because of the recession in 2008 and kind of fell into this industry, but I knew once I started, I always wanted to work with celebrities. I saw the hair on TV and in magazines, and it was always a goal of mine. So I've, you know, moved to Los Angeles and pursued it and have been blessed to have makeup artists and stylists and other celebrities refer me to clients. So that's why my roster is, you know, what it is today, and I'm super blessed and grateful.
Absolutely. Now, I have to just, you know, can you, you know, tell us a few, drop a couple of names? You know, we have to live vicariously on the show, Glenn.
I always have to list them. I always have to list them by most recently so that I can remember. But Sydney Sweeney, who's on Euphoria, has been a client of mine as of most recently. Kourtney Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Megan Fox, Rita Ora, Shay Mitchell. I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time now. Hair for 10 years and celebrities for about 4 or 5. So the list has gotten long, but those are my most recent.
Well, that's a mega list. It just reminds me, I always used to chat with this fellow out on the West Coast as well, who always work with celebrities like yourself, just the biggest of the biggest. And I've always wanted to know, what that, you know, must feel like and all of that. But, you know, this is quite an honor for us to have you on the broadcast. So what do you say to all these wonderful stylists who would like to be celebrity stylists? I get this all the time on the show. This is really what the goal is out there, in case you didn't know. Really. So what do you say
stylists? It's the same thing I really wanted when I first started in this industry, and it's, you know, to be working with the rich and famous. And I think the biggest tip that I can really tell people is continuing education. I think it's one of the most important things you can do for your career. I think cosmetology school is such a small part of the grand scheme of knowledge that you really need to know. So making sure that you're investing all of the money that you're making, because as a stylist, I feel like you make money very quickly, and it's very easy to get enthralled in the lifestyle. But it's important to take that money and really put it towards continuing education to make sure that your skill set is what it needs to be. I remember when I first moved to LA and people would refer me to celebrity clients, it was, you know, I thought I was prepared, and then I got thrown into it and I didn't have extensions in my kit and I didn't have certain products in my kit that were essential. And I remember this one makeup artist telling me, like, I'm never referring you to anyone again because you're not prepared to do this. You're not that good. And so that whole year, I really focused on my craft. I focused on the products that were in my kit. And I focused on getting, you know, a well-rounded kit full of extensions and wigs. And I think that's really what made me the hairstylist I am today, is really, you know, starting soon and realizing that I had more to learn.
Well, I love that, but that did not stop you. I think I probably would have never gone on.
But definitely
I
a scary moment, but prepared me for the reality.
Yes. Well, listen, it sounds like you've done just fine. And what I love, and yes, and I can hear you have such a passion and a calm tone. So that must help out quite a bit in the frenzy of the styling community out there working with the big celebrities. Well, listen, I want to know, go right ahead. Please respond.
Well, I was just going to mention that passion is what drives almost every industry. I think to be the top of the top, you really have to be passionate about what you do. There's no difference when it comes to celebrity styling. It's not really about the world that you're in. It's about the craft, and it's about being a service professional. It's about making people feel their best. And I think as long as you remember that and you focus on, you know, your craft and not the glamorous life that it is, you'll do really well.
Listen, what more can we say on that? But I do have to ask you, so what's the big project that you're working on now or something that you're looking forward to, Glenn?
I have a lot I'm looking forward to. I'm a brand ambassador for Augustina Spotter, which has been such an amazing experience having, you know, a well-rounded, you know, set of products to really recommend to my clients for solutions is something that, you know, I've never really had up until now. And as a celebrity hairstylist, you encounter so many different hair types, so many people with breakage and damage. And there is just, for me, there's never been one hair care line that really tackles it all. And I feel like working with them, I finally have something to recommend as a solution. But as far as upcoming projects, I mean, there's so much on the plate. Even in the next 2 months, I have, you know, a trip to Venice Film Festival, and I'm shooting a commercial in Morocco. So I'm constantly on the go.
Absolutely. Well, I love what you just said also. Folks think, you know, because you have a lot, well, let's just say they think celebrities may not experience a lot of the damage that, you know, folks, you know, clients encounter just who are not celebrities. In other words, so this is something that's really big that you're able to, you know, provide the celebrities the same type of, you know, maybe even more focus, so to speak, but just to know that they go through a lot of the same things that the folks who are listening to the show who are not celebrities deal with, especially when it comes to damage and things like that. So outstanding.
Yeah,
and
I think it's such a regular problem. I mean, all around the world, globally, hair is such a big issue, and I think focusing on products that really help with hair growth and help with the nourishment of hair are so important. And Augustinus has really created a line that really tackles everything. You have the shampoo that's such a great cleanser and really removes all sorts of buildup so that your hair can grow really well in an optimal environment. We actually did an amazing microscopic test where we looked at the
really?
Scalp before and after the shampoo and conditioner, and it was remarkable to see the difference between what the scalp looked like before and after. And all the buildup was removed. There was so much shine on the actual hair follicle itself. And so knowing that products work like that is just so gratifying.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you're an ambassador, a brand ambassador. We want you to come back and then and bring the whole line with you. We'd love to just talk about all of that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to take a moment just to say thank you, my goodness, for just jumping on a quick call with us. We're going to share this across our platform. Okay.
It's been a pleasure. And anytime you want me to talk, I'm here for you.
Well, I would love that. And please, we always ask, is there anyone that you want to shout out to, any team members, any family members, anything like that this morning?
I'll say hi to Mom in York, Pennsylvania. Hi, Mom. I love
you.
Oh,
okay. A fellow Pennsylvanian. Okay. I'm from Philly. Okay. How awesome. All right. I love that. All right. Well, listen, Glenn, thank you. Glenn Coco, thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to continue to follow your career out there in the world of celebrity hairstyling. All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
What Angie's Cure is all about. Why don't we start? We'll lead in with you, Lynette. Go ahead, tell us. Lynette Fischel, one of the stars of this movie. So please tell us a little bit about what it's all about.
Sure. Thank you for asking. So Angie's Cure is a drama, but there's also elements of thriller. It's a coming-of-age story. And what it deals with is a young girl who has a traumatic experience happen at a party while she's just graduating, to graduate high school. And how that trauma affects her. And we jump to about 10 years later, and we see who this woman has become, the fear that she's basically developed from the traumatic events that happened at a party, and how she chooses to live her life. And we meet this woman, Angie, where she is about 10 years later, where she's grown and still not knowing how to process things that have happened to her. And then when there is a break-in that happens at the one safe space she feels she has left in her beauty shop that she works in, Angie takes matters into her own hand, and we begin to see her unravel, her put herself back together. And in the midst of it, we see how the community bands together to support and play a lot of different roles in Angie ultimately becoming who she is, facing her fears and the extremes that she goes through, you know, and being able to find herself. So the movie is a lot of things, but what it is it's a movie with a lot of heart. It's a movie that has a lot of layers and a lot of messages about trauma, about overcoming, about familial relationships and what happens when they're not strong, about the community backing you. So it's a loaded piece. It's an action piece, believe it or not. So we take you on a journey with us. But yeah, ultimately, Angie's Cure is a woman's journey to try to figure out a way to cure herself, which we all know is impossible. And you need the help of your community, help people that you love, and being able to talk, you know, to move on to the next phase of your life, you know, trauma free. So that's my take on Angie's Cure.
You.
I'm gonna different perspectives than some of the other cast members because we all have different journeys.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited about this. First of all, and thank you, Lynette, for that. And we'll definitely get a little bit more from you. I took a quick second to check out your career as well, so thank you for all what you're doing. And, please feel free. Yeah, now, speaking of which, you have an amazing cast. Essence, I understand. Sean Nelson, Denise Boutte, I believe it's pronounced. So what is, let me see, pass us on along. Tell us who's there, all the fans of the show. I wish we could see. This is where TV and our video would have been helpful this morning. But that's okay. We're going to make it work. So tell us who else do we have?
I'm sitting here right now with Sean Nelson, who plays J.D.
And I'm also sitting here with Christian Soros Villalobos. I have to say it like he does.
Yeah.
Say it better.
Yeah.
I believe it or not, I practiced his name too.
So oh, real good stuff.
Yes, I did. I most certainly did. Okay. So awesome stuff. Okay, so let's go ahead and lead on in then. I'm happy to talk. So Sean, so tell us a little bit from your perspective, what does this, you know, this movie, this message that that Lynette just pretty much told us about, what does this mean to you, and what do you think it means to the folks who are coming in to see it?
Well, you know, the film definitely deals with a lot of trauma and, you know, the effects of mental health. And, you know, we all have, all the characters have their own issues. And my character, AD, you know, he starts off as kind of the main antagonist. And, you know, he has a journey throughout the film that kind of you might feel different in the end about him. And you might have a better understanding of where he's coming from and what's happened to him. You know, Angie is the victim in a sense, but so is JD, you know? So, you know, kind of just that journey, they both, go through something together that, you know, kind of molds them into a different person by the end of the film. And, you know, I when I came on to the project, I was kind of like leery about really being able to pull it off. But, you know, in the end, when I saw it, I was like, damn, we actually did it. I think we walked that line and made it happen. So, you know, have you seen the film yet? No, right?
No, I have not. I am excited to do just that, though. I've been looking at the trailers I've seen online, and I did all my little research that I could see. But what caught my attention, kind of like what you guys were describing, it sounds like it is a thriller. It sounds like it also goes into different things. There's different little surprise elements and things that I think that we might not expect to see when if we come into, you know, to the movie and check it out. So I thought that was really interesting. I really did. You know, for me, it kind of like thrillerish in terms of a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Michael Jackson book, but a type of a movie. And I find that to be intriguing. I really do. So I want to talk a little bit. Yeah.
Definitely.
So this is great. Okay, so that's Sean Elf. Now, Sean, you play J.D.
Yes,
and,
I believe. I'm the guy who stocking on his face. And it gets couldn't even get a good stock in his face. You know, but, you know, he has a rough go in this movie, so I'm not going to give any of that away. But,
yeah, don't say
know.
Any more. Don't say any more. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, I'm so excited. And I think Lynette mentioned she plays Angie. I think she did say that.
Yeah,
okay. So who else do you have there?
It's Cristian Tofre Villalobos. I play Officer Alvarez.
Yes. Christian, now I practiced your name. But there's no way I could say it that good. So
let's hear it.
Okay, I really did. Okay, now what I came up with was Villalobos, but I don't think I said it right.
Yeah, you said it good.
No, I think I missed a syllable in there somewhere. But listen, really nice to have you. Again, you play Officer Alvarez. So give us your take on what this is all about and what this means to you as well.
Well, it's in my perspective, I would have to say that the movie is about a circumstance. We as people, we as a community are put in circumstances. And if you watch the trailer, there's something that Sean's characters say, choices, 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 right?
Mm.
We're all given a choice, you know, we're all given a choice when presented with these circumstances. Those choices mold our lives, you know, and each of the characters in the film have choices to make that affect their future. And you follow the characters on their journey, an individual journey that takes them to the final part where they all come together, you know, but in life, we're all given choices due to the circumstances that the world puts us in, you know. As an officer or playing an officer, my character was given a choice. His choice shaped his future. And when we see that 10 years later, you know, you're given the idea of what he's been through and what happens to each of the characters. So with the movie, my take on it is awareness and also understanding. Understanding coming from the humane side of it, you know, understanding that each of us have a journey, understanding that we all come from different places, understanding that communication isn't easy for some of us, you know, and the lack of awareness and the lack of communication puts these characters and these people into certain circumstances that they can't control, you know, and each character with the film is presented with obstacles to overcome, and you follow these characters as they create themselves and come of age.
Well, like, it to me sounds just like real life, really. What you're describing here, wow. Okay, well, listen, we're talking with the cast of Angie's Cure, and I'm Carrie Hines. I'm so excited. This is really, really just awesome. Now, you guys, if I miss anybody, please pass the mic on over. We want to get everybody in this morning on the show, so please feel free to do that and jump right on in.
Yeah. We definitely have some more people that we are going to jump in there in about a couple seconds for you. But I wanted to
talk to
what Christian was saying about choices. Yeah. One of the major things that we want the audience to take away is the fact that you don't have to let those choices that you make at one point in your life define you for the rest of your life. And that's something where you can rebuild and you can pick up, you know, wherever you left off, and you can reset. And that's definitely one of the things, too, for people that feel like they've made a choice that might not have been the right one. You don't have to let that first choice be your last.
I love that. You're not defined, and I always say, and that's really, thank you for that. That is incredible. That alone, you guys need to see Angie's. That message alone is good enough for me. Amazing. So this is really fantastic. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about working together, because all of you, I looked through some of the information here, and I saw everybody has come from other projects. You guys have a lot of experience. What was it like shooting this and working this?
I'm going to pass you right now. We're also joined at this time by the director, Corey Grant, who I'm sure would love to answer the question about shooting it and working with us.
And also,
our music supervisor, and Julio Mata Jr., our UPM, one of the producers on the project. So I'm going to pass this off to Corey.
Awesome.
Hello, how you guys doing?
All right. Well, hello, my goodness. Mr. Corey Grant. Well, first of all, Director Corey Grant of Angie's Cure. I have to say, first again, welcome to our Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome to the Upscale Magazine Radio Network as well, who made all of this possible, and the folks at Upscale Magazine and Brana Brothers. So lots of folks there. You have an amazing cast. I've had a chance to, you guys have just heard, we've been chatting. What was it like for you? And I saw you had quite a, you've got a background already in directing out there. So what was this what was it like to work on this project, Angie's Cure, for you?
Well, one of the things, you know, we've done multiple genres, we've done a bunch of different movies, with this, we just kind of wanted to get more into the drama, and because anytime you get an audience, you know, what you put on the screen and the time you have the audience's attention, you should be saying something. And we really wanted to touch on mental health and trauma. We wanted to entertain, but we wanted to touch on mental health and trauma, and we thought that a character-driven piece such as this would be another different direction, another stretch for us. So that's why we chose and wrote this particular project along with a guy named Brian Kelsey, who's a longtime collaborator. That was that we thought about when we chose this one.
And let me just ask you, is it challenging sometimes to work like with so many different folks, or how do you find that being a director, especially of, you know, big film projects and things like that? Is it,
technically,
Yeah.
I don't. It's technically it's a challenge, but it's so funny. You know, they say if you're not nervous before any project, there's something wrong. And I think I'm nervous in any project in the beginning, but I'm very confident. Once I get on set, it just comes. And I hate to say it, it comes. I hate to say easy, but I can say it just comes naturally.
Naturally,
to me, you know, and challenge. You know, you never want to make the same mistake twice, and we never make the same mistake twice. We're looking for the new challenges. You know, but our team is well oiled, and we're a family, and this is how we're able to do things at the quality of what we do with all the challenges that come. So, you know, it all starts with the energy that you put forth and the culture you set forth on your set, and you can do anything.
Absolutely. And one big question for you here. You know, to me, folks who are doing things like you guys are doing, you're out there in the world in entertainment you know, the first thing that really went through my mind was the impression of, you know, the youngsters, the young people who are seeing you as a director, who are looking at you guys, the cast members as actors, and just imagining themselves. So how does that make you feel? Corey, I'm going to stick with you on that. How does that make you feel? And what do you say when the young kids come up to you, you know, and talk to you about your career and what you've been doing?
I mean, it's a cliche when people tell you that if I can do it, you can do it. But it's, like, really true because nobody opened any doors for me. Everything that myself as an individual have been able to accomplish came because it was a dream and it became a goal, and I just went after it. You know, my first movie I did for, like, $8,000 when I was at Howard University with my Pell Grant scholarship money, and it got natural distribution. You couldn't pay for that movie now, but if you want it, you just have to go for it, and it's a goal. And I'm the perfect example that you don't have to have a friend in high places to be able to achieve your dream, and it's only a dream until you put action toward it. Once you push action towards it, it becomes a goal, and goals are easily attainable with the work. And that's
awesome. I'm loving this. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to circle back to you. Got lots of other questions as well. Let me see. Now, did I get to all of your amazing cast members? Did I miss any of the cast members?
I don't think you missed a cast member, but we also have our one of our producers, Julio Mata Jr.
Yes, he is a supervisor, right?
Yep, and then we have our music supervisor, Sheree, who's here. And Sheree is a female version of Prince, if you ask me.
Okay. Well, listen, hold it. Okay. We gotta talk to her. I would love to do that. And you know, and like I said, keep passing around the mic. For you guys just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I am with the cast of Angie's Cure. Now, they are right now, as of this moment, they're down in Miami, Florida, at the amazing Bronner Brothers show. So I want to find out, what is that like down there? What's going on? Can you tell us a little bit about this whole experience down there? Just pass the mic on, and we're going to make it happen. Corey, the director, thank you so much. Amazing, outstanding things. We're going to circle back to you in just a moment. Director Corey Grant. Okay.
Hi.
So, yes. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name again?
Sheree. It's spelled
Sheree.
Yes.
Sheree. Okay. Sheree, so hold on. Now, tell us exactly. So I think you were is that you the one that's described as the female version of Prince?
You know it. No.
Well, let me tell you. We've actually had Prince's hairstylist for 29 years. On
really?
Our show. So, yeah, Kim Berry. So we're shouting out Kim. She's out in California. Yeah, so she was on. She did a whole special and told us all about the real Prince. So we'll have to play that for you one day. So tell me about this comparison. Tell us about your musical. Tell us what, you know, your whole take on the project. We want to hear everything. Sheree.
Okay, so I'm a music supervisor, so a lot of the placements as far as, you know, the cues and the original songs that were written, we put that stuff in as far as, like, the composer name is David Bateman. So if you listen to a lot of the orchestral sounds and just the way it backed up the scene that came from him, which was dope. And then as far as myself, so it wasn't just placing music. I also write original music. I'm a songwriter.
Really?
And a singer. Yes.
Oh, we're gonna have to follow up with you. We've been looking for just that person right here. So we'll talk. We'll definitely have to do that. So what was it like, you know, pulling all of this together? Because do you just look at a script and kind of go from there and let the inspiration kind of just flow, or was there another process?
Well, actually, it starts with the script, but you know how deep the issues that are taking place in this film with Angie's Cure, it's a lot of triggers and traumas. And so I personally identify with some of the stuff that, you know, as far as, like, your home upbringing and just unresolved issues from childhood. So it was easier for me to kind of tap into being the voice of Angie and expressing herself as a youth and into adulthood with the traumas, you know?
Yes. Well, now give us a little, is there something that you can share with us just yet? Or, well, we probably should go and check out the movie so we can actually hear the wonderful music and all that, your contribution and all of that. Again, we're talking with the cast of Angie's Cure. And now, so Sheree, I like this. So the music supervisor. And the same kind of question that I asked your director, Corey Grant, I'm going to ask you. So because growing up, I never met anybody who was a music director of a big-time movie. But what do you say when young kids, when they come up to you and say, well, if you, you know, if Sheree's doing this, maybe I can do this too. So what do you say to them?
I definitely implore people to, you know, find out as much as you can as far as, like, whatever it is that you want to get into. But as far as myself in music supervision, I've been a songwriter and singer. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you can have all of this great work, but if you don't have a platform or if you don't put yourself in position to be able to get your stuff out there, it's necessary. So I hope that I'm an inspiration to allow, you know, other young people that are interested in music or interested in writing or interested in TV and film to see that it's there for them to get. You know, just, you know, you have to just do your homework, build relationships, and then from there you will establish more, you know, I say networking is prime. But I hope I do I hope I'm inspiring people to want to create on that level, especially for women too, because it's not a lot of women, female music supervisors in the business. So I hope that that inspires other women as well. Movement.
Well, I think you're doing that today right here through our show and certainly on the Upscale Magazine Radio. .com network. So really good stuff. Okay. Listen, I thank you very much. Okay, Sheree, the music supervisor for Angie's Cure.
Yes.
Now, I got to go back. I want to circle back. Is Corey still in earshot? Corey Grant, the director?
Corey's right here.
Awesome. Corey, first of all, let me just thank everybody. Sheree, thank Lynette, Sean, and hold it. I want to get the officer's name correct here because I don't know if I can say it again. I'll have to practice it. But the wonderful officer there as well. Let me see if I can come across. Yes, we got to say it. We got to say it correct. I'll work on that part. But anyway, I just have to really say it. This is really huge to me. So, director. Director Corey Grant, what's next for you?
So myself and the rest of the team, it'll be announced in the trade soon, but we recently got a three-picture deal with a studio.
Congratulations. Wow. I'm sending you my acting resume out there. I'm just kidding. You should know. You got another cousin in New York. You know. No, just teasing. But that is awesome.
We're heading to New Orleans next month to begin prep on that, and we'll be shooting in New Orleans for the rest of the year.
Shout out to Audrey Kendrick, our other producer who's not here, and Julio, one of my producers is right here. And the whole
yes,
team.
Julio.
So awesome.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm very pleased. I cannot wait to hear more about your upcoming projects. We'll have to certainly have you back on the show. And next time, yeah, we're going to have to give away some more. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some giveaways and things down the road from here. So I just want to say thank you. Yeah, and Christian Torres out of Villa Lobos. I can't get it. Anyway, thank
you. We have people go to angiescure.com. They can get all information as to where we're playing, what cities we're going to be coming to next, and you see the cast, the crew, and previous works that you can go on various platforms and watch. But all of our information is for everybody.
AngieSecure.com. I love that. Okay. Now, I also, let me just ask you guys, and feel free to just jump right on in, but what has it been like at the Brana Brothers show down there in Miami, you know, with you guys and this representing the movie and being able to kind of get things off the ground there? What has that been like? Whoever wants to jump in would be great.
All right, this is Lynette jumping in. I will say that it's been different every single day. We're meeting a lot of really, really nice, warm people that are just excited to come and see the movie. We met a couple. One of our people found a cousin out here. Somebody in our
camp. Oh, really? Found a cousin? I was just kidding.
Right there, the people that just over the years, you know, in any industry, it gets smaller and smaller. Yeah. So seeing it. Familiar faces. Looking forward to the hair battles and things like that tonight. I know that's going to be exciting. But overall, I would say we just felt really welcoming energy from the people who are out for the show in support of the Brana Brothers Hair Show. Just showing us love, asking about the movie, going to this site, getting tickets. So, and what's really great about it is that we're all here together. I don't know if you can tell, but our team, we really love each other. We've been bringing that love to the convention.
Absolutely, and it comes through the mic here on the show. We can feel it. And so that's why we want to make sure and support Angie's Cure so we can continue to make a whole bunch of these movies. You know, whatever you guys are doing, we just will support you here. I love this cast. I see it. I hear it from you guys. I see just all the folks who are tied and connected to this project. It's not easy to do something like this. It just isn't. So do not take it for granted. We have to support. Yes. So this is big. Okay, Angie's Cure. Now hold it. I have got to get some shout outs from everybody. So please just give your name and somebody that you want to shout out to. We would love that here. The cast of Angie's Cure. All right. So yes, please. Go right ahead. Just give your name and whoever you want to shout out to and pass the mic on down.
All right. Well, I'll jump in with the first shout out. This is Lynette Tichelle, and I would like to shout out Linda Gentry. She is amazing. Oh. Came out and has supported. She's at the convention right now, and it's her birthday weekend, and she's dedicated the time.
Happy birthday, Linda. Okay.
Happy birthday, Mama. Love you.
Awesome. Thank you, Lynette Tichelle.
Oh, yeah. I just want to shout out my daughters. I got twin girls. I know they're missing their daddy. I'll be going to see them soon.
Now that's Corey.
No, that's Sean.
Sean
knows.
Oh, that was Sean's voice. Okay, big difference. Okay, Sean. All right, so Sean, I got you there. All right, sorry about that. Okay, so all right. So sounds good. Okay. Well, then, please. Yeah, definitely shout out to the girls. Okay. Thank you. All right. I'll let you guys pass the mic.
This is Cristian Torres Villalobos. And I'd like to family, 100%. Every member of my family, I've been super supportive throughout the journey. I wouldn't be here without so my family. Everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very nice.
Hello.
All right.
This is Sheree again.
Right. No, yes, hi, Sheree.
Hi. I want to shout out our our composer again, David S. Bateman, and the producer for a lot of the original music that was on there is Willie Bailey, and also Charles C.K.
Yes, I can't. I'm excited to hear the score. I'm excited to hear because to me, music shapes, you know, I use it to shape my broadcast that we do here each day. So in a movie, it's incredibly important to, you know, it kind of creates the emotion for whatever we're watching on screen. So I cannot wait. And last question for you, just to go back while I have you right there. Sheree, so what was this whole thing about the prancing? Why do they all, because of, you're just so creative with the music, is that what they were teasing about being the female version of Prince?
Well, being able to accomplish different genres, because Corey has like a wonderful, yeah, so he might have me do something poppy, then something jazzy, then something like dark. Like there's like a dark violin track, and it's really sad, beautiful all at once. You know, so it kind of it made me push the envelope as a writer to make me get into different fields of even my voice and the way that I write. So it's growth.
Well,
I love
now,
it
sounds amazing to me. And you guys, you may already have this soundtrack and all of this, but whatever you do, we're going to have to just, you know, support it. I would love to hear everything and see everything, so I cannot wait. And then I will have you guys back right here. It'll be for a whole another set of questions and things from a different perspective. So, but I just have, first of all, thank you. Thank each and every one of you for taking the time to talk to us about Angie's Cure. I love seeing these projects. Yeah.
It is cool. I want to give a shout-out.
Did I give a shout-out from everybody?
I want to shout out to one of our producers sitting right here, Julio Meyer Jr. He's right here. He has all the
dirt. Oh, really? Was he trying to hide from the mic? Because I think we got to get him on.
He's right here.
This is Julio. How are you guys?
Okay. Well, hello. All right. So, hello, Julio. You know what? I did hear your name mentioned earlier. I think somebody did say Julio. Yes. So, Julio, tell us about, we're not going to just skip over you here. We're not just going to do that. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show and UpskillMagazineRadio.com. So, Julio, now what's your connection with Angie's Cure? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'm one of the producers of the film and the unit production manager as well. And just a little tidbit on Angie's Cure, we actually shot it mainly overnight. So it was a long, long process to be shooting overnight and getting the quality that we were. Everybody, the cast and crew was amazing. And while I have Mike right now, I'd like to shout out my amazing family back home in Kansas City. I couldn't do this without them and their support. So shout out to them. I love them so much.
Awesome. Now, what was it like for you working with everybody that you work with? Because you got a big cast. You have a big cast, and I'm sure there are a lot of folks. And we're also, of course, the folks helping behind the scenes. So what was that like for you, Mr. Julio?
I mean, it was amazing to see that. I mean, I pride myself in having a diverse cast and crew behind the scenes and in front of the camera. And everybody brought their own spice to the project to, you know, get the final product. And that's what was very important, was everybody contributing and making it the best that it was.
And as I ask everybody, who all of you guys, you know, when I hear of a producer on a big time movie project, Julio, what do you say to the kids, to the young folks who are looking to follow and they kind of see what you're doing and would like to kind of emulate what you've accomplished? What do you say to them that
I tell them to stick to it. And one of the things that I tell the young folks as well is you do not have to go to college, but you have to go. And if you don't go to college, find a trade. But there still is schooling to be done. It's just finding what works for you and sticking to that and not giving up and working. If you find a path that you want to go to, stick to it. Don't have a plan B, and you'll get further along.
I love it. Awesome. I can't say there's much to add to that. So thank you for that, Julio. Thank the entire cast. Again, Angie's Cure. Now, did I miss anybody? We want to make sure we always get everybody on mic.
Oh, Corey, I just want to shout out to Mom. Love you, Mom. And I want to shout out Phaedra Harris, our casting director, and our other lead producer, RG Kendrick, who flew out today, and the rest of the cast back in L.A. In the broad.
Yes.
So, all right.
I love that. Now, Corey, real quick, now you're not from California, right?
No. I'm originally from Joliet, Illinois, south suburb of Chicago.
And yeah, that's what I thought I read somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. D.C. is home because we're all, Lynette, myself, we're Howard University.
Hey, you
know.
Yeah.
We're Howard University. But
yes.
L.A. has been all of our homes for a good amount of time. So that's where we're based out of.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I lived out there for a few years. I totally know the West Coast, so nice to hear. Okay, listen, thank you again, guys. You have been, first of all, you have been wonderful on this interview today. So we just love you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. We're going to continue to support you through all that you do it. Please make sure, folks behind the scenes there, please make sure that we get your email and you have my email and all that wonderful stuff. We must stay connected and let us know. We will continue to promote you right here on throughout our broadcast. Okay, so thank everybody for listening.
Thank you,
Ronald
Brothers.
Yes.
Thank you.
Angie's Care.com. All right. You got it. All right, folks. Listen, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale Magazine Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right. We are winding down on this Wednesday morning. Again, it's August 31st of 2022. We're live at show number 749 and about 8:52 a.m. if you're in the Eastern time zone. If you're in the Central time zone, like Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, then it's about 7:52 in the morning. And Michael Hopkins, who is down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning, guys. So, okay, you've been listening to this wonderful cast. What are your thoughts? Nicole Marie, let's lead in with you this morning. What were your thoughts on Angie's Cure?
They are an amazing cast. You can tell that they really love working with each other and have bonded. The movie itself, it sounds exciting, you know, the drama, the thrill of it, and just the points that the movie hits. They talk about mental health and that the movie being about a traumatized rape victim. So I think that's, awesome to be able to put that in a movie and discuss these issues.
Exactly. And it's such a heavy
topic, subject. I don't think the whole movie is necessarily super heavy, but it is such a heavy subject.
Right.
And for them to have that camaraderie and lightness about it, is that what you got out of it too, Michael, that they have a bond, this crew? What went through your mind?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I got out of it was it's a team thing. Just listening to them, they quickly bonded into a team.
Yes.
And just listening to them, the way they said
their
they
family.
Shot a lot of the stuff at night, and it takes a toll. And I was watching the trailer, and it kind of made me drift back into I had the opportunity of I used to be a police officer in D.C.
Michael Hopkins was the Blue Knight. Oh,
right, right.
Night.
And
okay.
just when
All
I
right.
see stuff, and you know, Terry you know, Nicole Marie and Terry, when I see things like this, it takes me back to that poor part of my life. And just listening to them, I've seen things like this, and I've experienced things like this. So I'm really excited about this movie. I mean, it just looks like something you just want to see.
Exactly.
And I want to see it.
You guys, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Nicole Marie. And I encourage you guys, if you have not heard about it, it's called Angie's Cure. And, as you heard, she suffers a great deal of trauma, and how she goes about dealing with it, I think, is the crux of the movie. But let it unfold. Definitely check it out. Continue to Google it. See when and where it's playing. When we chatted, they were actually at the Miami Bronner Brothers live hair show where they had debuted this amazing presentation, this amazing movie. And so really good stuff. And, hey, you guys heard the Roots Rocks commercial. We also have a few more that will be rolling out over the next couple of days. We still are celebrating Therapy Week right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Tomorrow we have some more surprises in store. It's Throwback Thursday. You know I got to dig out my music. We'll have all that on for you guys. And I also have some folks who were recently with us will be making a circle back, a return trip, all new.
Great.
Tomorrow in the spotlight hour, particularly around 8:15 or so. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be really, really great. Live chat tomorrow. We've got host chat. The early part of the show at 6, we have a brand new 3-host chat. So you don't want to miss that either. And, of course, coming up on Friday, we're going through Upscale Magazine, the brand new issue with Money Long on the cover. We're going to talk about that. We've got some things to share that I have not told anybody. You don't want to miss these upcoming Hair Radio Morning Show episodes. So that's been it. Did you guys have a great time today, Nicole Marie?
Yes, it was great.
Yes. This one knocked it out the ballpark.
Certainly.
Well, thank you.
Terry,
I think so, too. Yeah.
Carrie, something else about with the interview with the Angie's Cure. Okay,
yeah.
I just wanted to say real quick, I thought it was great that they hit on some other key points, talking about your past choices don't define you.
Yes.
You can always move forward.
Yes.
Find what works
and what
for
I
you
also
and
love.
Follow it.
Speaking
whatever
of
it is in life that you want to do.
You
so
can do
very,
it.
Very inspirational as well.
Yeah, Julio said, there's still schooling to be done. So even if you don't go to college or you do go to college or you have taken a trade or whatever, you know, there's still ways that you can learn and continue your education in other ways.
Oh, yes.
So
beautifully said.
I appreciate that takeaway. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Thank you, Michael Hopkins. Tomorrow on at 6, we're back here for an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you. If you haven't heard it lately, from anybody out there, we do. If you have nobody to talk to, you talk to us. We're here 6 to 9 weekdays for the Hair Radio Morning Show live. We're going to get the outro started. And again, make it, I want to say it's the mid-show hump day, whatever you want to call it.
Make it a really good day. Make it a good Wednesday morning, because as I always say, I think we just did right here on the broadcast. So here's the outro. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Ragland, Yolanda Ragland at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's that Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution...